Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, I'm Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas. Kevin's going to be talking today about ways in which you, as a part-time real estate investor, can find your identity, your strength, and where you can excel as a real estate investor. So with that having been said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
Hi. So as we customarily do, why don't we dive right into this, because I am sure there are many real estate investors, full-time or part-time, that may not necessarily know what their true identity is when it comes to investing and succeeding with real estate. So if you could walk us through that, I think this will be very profitable for our listeners.
Well, Lewis, I think you're exactly right. Not only are there real estate investors out there today who are seeking or striving, you know, to be the best they can be, I venture to say, and I say this because this was me before I started investing over 10 years ago in real estate, I venture to say that there's a lot of real estate investors who are just now beginning. Or maybe they're small scale or weekend or part-time investors, and they're not even sure what it is that they are supposed to be good at or what they are supposed to be the best at in order to be successful as a real estate investor. And like I said, that was me over 10 years ago as I did my due diligence and pondered the idea of investing in real estate and ultimately building a business, I struggled to find or understand or know, well, what is it that I'm going to have to be good at? What is going to be my core competencies that I'm going to have to excel at? And how am I going to be the best version of me as a real estate investor? And I've seen a lot of articles or podcasts recently about this discovering the best version of me, and that's what kind of brought this topic to the forefront. And maybe it's because here we are at the beginning of 2017 and a lot of people have set goals and aspirations for what they want to accomplish this year, and a lot of people are probably thinking or striving to be or trying to figure out how to become the best version of themselves. And this is so relevant to that real estate investor, the part-time, the full-time, or even that person who's embarking on real estate investing for the first time in 2017, I'm sure you're wondering, well, what do I have to do to be successful at this? And that's what I want to talk about today, because it's not a silver bullet. There's not one simple answer. There are so many different competencies that a real estate investor has to ultimately build, master, and succeed at in order to be successful. And it's difficult to put your finger on all of them and understand exactly what you've got to do in order to build your real estate investing business, regardless of full-time, part-time, new, or tenured. And let's look at it then based on my experience, because I started with a blank slate, like many of our readers and listeners may, wondering, well, what it is I need to focus on. And I will tell you, based on my experience with over 10 years of investing here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and as a Homevestor franchisee, you know, hindsight's 20/20. And as I look back, I now realize things that I pondered the most before beginning in real estate investing are much clearer to me now. And I now realize that in order to be the best version of me as a real estate investor, there are three core competencies that today I see clearly as driving the success of my business and that I focus on daily in order to continue to master and become proficient at. And that is my ability to generate leads, i.e. distressed sellers who are ready and willing and motivated to sell residential real estate fast for cash as is. And number two, ability to become the best buyer I can be, the best buyer or purchaser of investment real estate, and number three, core competency or proficiency that I now see is so critical, is my ability to become the best seller of real estate. The three fundamental competencies that I see that are so critical for that new investor wondering where they need to focus: become the best lead generator that you can be, become the best buyer that you can be, and become the best seller that you can be. Now let's look at each of those a little more closely. And let's first look at becoming the best lead generator that you can possibly be. And the reason I bring this one up first is no coincidence. By far, I see this as your most critical competency or proficiency that you've got to build within yourself and your business as a real estate investor. And that is your ability to get access to sellers of residential real estate who, like I said earlier, need you as a real estate investor. They need your ability to be able to purchase their house as is, regardless of the condition, for cash, which enables you to move quickly. There is a whole market of sellers out there who have those needs and are searching for buyers that have those capabilities. And that's what creates the market for real estate investors like you and I to build our businesses and be successful, and most importantly, to solve sellers' problems and to provide them with the solutions that they need and the service that they need. These are those individuals who are selling a house on the retail market with a realtor and showing and open houses and inspections and appraisals and surveys. All of that is just not going to work for these sellers. They have a different set of needs, and that retail real estate selling solution does not fit their needs. And that's what creates the market for you as an investor. And you've got to have the ability to source these individuals and these properties. And think about it. It's very similar to the fact that you can't go out and start a business based on a business model where you go and buy widgets off the retail shelf at the retail price and turn around and sell them, let's say, on the internet at a markup. You'll never sell those widgets. Everybody can get them off the retail shelf at the retail price and are not likely to want to pay a premium to you for that exact same product. Well, it's the same with real estate. You can't depend on, for instance, buying your investment real estate purely off the MLS, which is essentially the retail market for real estate in the United States. Now, granted, there are deals on the MLS. They're hard to find, and they're few and far between, and you know, investors do purchase properties off the MLS, but it would be a flawed assumption to build a real estate investment business model based on the fact that you are going to buy all your properties off MLS. That's the retail marketplace for real estate. Yes, you may find a good deal or a quote-unquote sale every once in a while, but in order to scale a business and build a business, you're going to need to generate leads where you can buy real estate at discount prices and provide a service to a seller in return so that you can acquire properties at prices that you're able to ultimately do what you need to do with those investments and make money, whether it's rentals or fix and flips or seller financing or wholesaling those properties to other investors. Let's talk about becoming the best buyer then. Once you have that lead generation engine in place, whatever that may be, then you've got to become the best buyer you can be. It's great that you now have leads coming in, but if you're not able to lead and convert them into purchases, then you've got a problem. You've invested a lot in that lead generation engine, but you can't convert them now into purchased investment properties. You've got to be able to calculate after repaired values of those properties using comps. You've got to be able to assess repairs and know what a house needs and what it's going to cost you in order to make those repairs and address those needs. You've got to be able then, once you know the ultimate market value of that property and the repairs that it needs, you've got to be able to calculate an offer that has your profit margin baked into it and enough room to take care of the repairs to that house and meet the objective of that seller at the same time and present that offer in such a way to that seller is satisfied and agrees that that is a fair price that meets their objective and they're ready to sell to you. So those are all some of the tactical aspects of becoming that great buyer. And if you want to bundle all of those up into what's truly at the core competency of you as a real estate investor and you as a successful or becoming the best buyer you can be, it really comes down to your ability to solve problems for those sellers. Identify where their pain is and address it and solve it and meet their objective when it comes to selling that piece of real estate that they own and need to sell. They may be in a hurry. They may have a financial problem they're trying to deal with. They may have significant repairs on that property that have become overwhelming. There are so many reasons that people are willing to sell their real estate off market to real estate investors at discounts, and it's your responsibility and obligation to figure out what those needs are and create a purchase solution for them that satisfies their needs. They've called you for a reason. They are a lead of yours for a reason. They have a problem to solve, and they see you as a solution. And now, as a buyer, you've got to figure out how to solve it. And then finally, the third core competency or proficiency in order to be the best version of you or the best real estate investor you can be is that your ability to sell these properties. Once you generate the leads, once you convert them to purchases through your buying skills, it's then time to sell them. And regardless of whether you are fixing and flipping these properties and selling them on the retail market or wholesaling them off market to other investors or even renting them back out to tenants or residents, you have to have your sales hat on and you've got to be proficient and competent at selling, whether you're selling on the retail market, selling to another investor off market, or selling the value of that property to a potential resident or tenant. Key here is when you purchase these properties, going back to being the best buyer you can be, successful real estate investors purchase properties with the exit strategy in mind. They know I'm going to wholesale this property even before they buy it. They know I'm going to fix and flip this property even before they buy it. Or they know I'm going to keep this property as a rental even before they buy it. And based on those exit strategies, they're able to develop the best solution for the seller, and they're able to develop the best solution for themselves. And in turn, they're able to be the salesperson they need to be when it comes time to sell that investment or rent that investment because they've gone into it with their exit strategy in mind, and they have an investment vehicle that is appealing to that retail buyer who's looking at their fix and flip house, to that wholesale investor who's looking to buy an investment property, or to that tenant who's looking to lease a new home. And that's all part of being the best seller you can be. So, you know, we talked about being an excellent lead generator. We talked about being the best possible buyer you can be. We talked about being the best seller you can be. You know, we all want to be the best we can be. Based on my experience, a lot of times as a new investor or part-time investor, it's difficult to know what it is we're supposed to be best at. So focus on your lead generation abilities, focus on your buying competencies, and become a proficient seller. And in turn, you will be the best version of yourself and the best real estate investor that you can be.
Excellent points as always, Kevin, and very practical advice for the part-time or full-time real estate investor who wants to identify what his or her particular strength is and then succeed, because that is the essence of longevity in this field. And I thank you, as always, for joining us today.
Thank you, Lewis.
My pleasure.